I remembered to turn my microphone on. I didn't do that last night. So I've been encouraged, strongly encouraged from you know who, to move beyond the ambo to the center in front of these beautiful flowers and this altar to preach to you. Move towards the center, to be more connected, hopefully, with each and every one of you. And that makes sense to me because as we've pursued this theme of following Jesus, the pillar we're focused on during this Easter season is connect and invite. Connect and invite. And that's what I want to do with you today. Stay consistent to that theme. And I get it, because you can't always play it safe. As disciples of Christ, as followers of Jesus, we have to take some risks. If we want to have authentic relationships with each other and with Jesus, then we need to step out and step in. It would be easy for me to remain at that ambo, to grip it on either side, to stay with my notes where it's safe. But that's not what Jesus is asking his disciples to do. He's asking each and every one of us to engage in authentic relationships with him and with one another, to step out from where it's safe, where you're guarded, where you're hiding behind something. We can't hide, we can't be distant, we need to be vulnerable. And Jesus shows us that vulnerability in the gospel reading today. He showed his wounds to the uncertain disciples. And by showing that vulnerability, by showing his wounds, he tended to their doubts and ultimately brought them amazement and joy and peace. That's what our community of faith does. We bring healing to those that are in doubt or struggling in some way. We see that all the time. We saw it again today. Those two disciples on the way to Emmaus, they didn't walk alone. They walked with each other hand in hand, supporting one another, communicating with one another, trying to understand what they had experienced. And as soon as they encountered the risen Jesus, they turned around and returned immediately to Jerusalem, to those others of their faith community that were cowering, hiding in that upper room, that were experiencing that same doubt, that same uncertainty, because they wanted to be with one another, to accept one another in their weakness and woundedness, and to try to understand. That's what we all do as we gather here as a community of faith. We have great consistency in these readings during the Easter season. Most of them come from the Acts of the Apostles or Luke, and they're trying to remind us, to encourage us as a community of faith. Because the faith we have today is passed down from those very disciples, from the people of God. And in spite of martyrdom and persecution, they pass the faith on, and it continues today in the breaking of the bread, in breaking open the word. Somewhere along the line, someone passed along the faith to each and every one of us. And that's what we're called to do as resurrection people, to pass along that faith to others that we encounter. You know, in addition to those great readings that we heard from today and throughout this Easter season, as I reflected on this, I kept being drawn to the worship aid to this first song that our choir did so beautifully this morning, Welcomed and Wanted. We gather together from all ways of life, all ways of life. The poor and the wealthy, the young and the elders, gathered together, whether we're together or single, united in Christ. Welcomed and wanted at the table that will be set in this holy, sacred place. I think that embraces for all of us this theme, this Easter homily theme of embracing belonging. All are welcome, all belong. When Jesus first encountered his disciples in Jerusalem in that upper room, our gospel tells us they were a number of things. Let me tick them off for you. They were startled, they were terrified, they were troubled, they were questioning, they were scared as if they saw a ghost. They were incredulous beyond belief. All of us at some times in our life bring all of that into this sacred space, into the very pews we occupy. In short, they were vulnerable. But what does Jesus do? He doesn't hesitate to offer them what is necessary to bring them to the faith. He stimulates all five of their senses: smell and sight and touch and taste and hearing. He says, "Hear my words. Come, eat with me. Look at my hands and feet. Touch my side." Jesus' body, the resurrected Jesus, was definitely transformed and transfigured. But yet, he was truly present. Just as he is today, truly present in the sacred scriptures we read and at the table of the Lord in the breaking of the bread. Ultimately, he brought his disciples comfort and joy and peace. And he wants to bring each and every one of us that same peace today. Easter joy asks us to celebrate the resurrection by helping others meet and encounter Jesus in the way we encounter them. That is the great commandment, to make everyone feel welcome and wanted. The resurrection of Jesus asks us to embrace belonging and to embrace the peace that he wants to bring to each and every one of us.